Growing in maturity, in one sense, is about learning to rely less on other people, becoming more independent. Great. But what do you do when circumstances overwhelm you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. Have you ever run into a situation that's completely beyond you, and you think to yourself, I just don't know what to do? You should know what to do, at least you think you should, but you don't. We've all been there, and it's a seriously scary place to be. There was a king of Israel, Jehoshaphat, who had a massive army coming against him. He was faced with completely overwhelming odds. There was no way he could win, and that meant the destruction of Israel and his own torture and death. It was a seriously scary place to be. So, how did he handle it? 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 3 and 12. Jehoshaphat became afraid, and he decided to ask the Lord what to do. He announced a time of fasting for everyone in Judah. Our God, we don't have the strength to stop this large army that's coming against us. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you for help. Was he scared? Sure. Did he panic? No. Instead, he turned to God in his time of fear. He turned to God when he didn't know what to do, and God gave him the answers he needed. Too often, we imagine that we have to do it all, and if we can't, then we're failures. Or we imagine that God's going to do it all. But neither of those is correct. It turns out that God expects us to do the things that we're capable of doing, but leave to Him the things we can't do. When you think about it, that makes an awful lot of sense. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. Maybe you're going through some difficult situation right now. Maybe you're afraid and you don't know what to do. Then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.